Hey everyone, my name is Adam and welcome to the Ridge Weekly Podcast. This week's devotional is from Becca Early, the Foster WV coordinator here at the Ridge. We hope that it will encourage and inspire you as you continue to grow in your relationship with God and others.
For the first 15 years of my life, I lived in a world where everything revolved around me. As an only child, I grew accustomed to the comfort of having everything that I needed and wanted. Self-centeredness seemed like second nature, and the idea of putting others before myself was pretty foreign. However, life has a funny way of surprising us, and for me, that surprise came in the form of a little baby sister who would be joining our family. At first, I struggled with the concept of becoming a big sister. After 15 years, I would now have to share my space, my belongings, my parents' attention, along with many other things. I knew it was going to be a challenging adjustment, one that would allow me to see just how selfish I truly was. When my little sister Bree entered our family, it marked a significant turning point in my life, a transition from self-centeredness to selflessness. Everything wasn't about me now. I had to eat a slice of humble pie and learn a lesson in humility and selflessness. A lesson that was so profound that it reflects in my marriage and relationships today. While selflessness still doesn't come naturally to me, I've come to understand how important it is in fostering strong, healthy connections with my husband and with others. Choosing to be selfless requires an intentional effort, and its rewards are immeasurable. Philippians 2, verses 3 and 4 states this truth beautifully. Do nothing out of selfish ambition or conceit, but in humility, consider others as more important than yourselves. Everyone should look out not only for his own interests, but also for the interests of others. I love these verses because they serve as a guiding principle in our journey towards selflessness, encouraging us to put the needs of others before our own. On Sunday, Pastor Josh shared three practical ways to grow in selflessness: sharing generously, serving humbly, and submitting willingly. Sharing generously involves freely giving of ourselves, our time, and our resources without expecting anything in return. It's about cultivating a spirit of generosity and abundance and recognizing the joy that comes from giving. Serving humbly requires humility and a willingness to put the needs of others before our own. Whether it's through acts of service, acts of kindness, or acts of sacrifice, serving humbly strengthens our relationships and fosters a spirit of unity. Submitting willingly involves surrendering our own desires and preferences for the greater good. It requires humility and trust as we willingly yield to the needs and wishes of others. This week, as we reflect on the three principles of selflessness, choose one to really focus on and live out. I pray that we'll all be inspired to embrace these three principles in our marriages and relationships. May we cultivate a spirit of generosity, humility, and submission, reflecting the love and light of Jesus in all that we do. And may our journey towards selflessness bring us closer to God and one another, enriching our lives and the lives of those around us. So today, my journey towards selflessness continues. A daily commitment to share generously, serve humbly, and submit willingly. It's not always easy, and I will stumble along the way, but I find comfort in knowing that each step brings me closer to becoming the person that God created me to be, a person marked by love, compassion, and selflessness.
Thanks for listening to the Ridge Weekly Podcast. If you'd like to hear more messages now, you can check out our past series at theridge.church/messages or download the free Ridge app. Thanks again for listening, and we will see you next time.